From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A suicide bomber has killed at least 33 people in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say more than 100 other people were wounded in the attack in Jalalabad. The attackers set off the blast outside a bank where government employees were gathered to collect their salaries. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. President Ghani called the incident horrific as he announced Islamic State militants had taken credit. He referred to the group as Daesh, an acronym for its name in Arabic. The Taliban had earlier denied responsibility for the bombing, calling it an evil act. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan also condemned the attack. In a statement, UNAMA said the continuing use of suicide attacks in densely populated areas may amount to a war crime. Meanwhile, Australian police arrested five teenagers suspected of plotting an Islamic State-inspired terrorist attack. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the teens plan to attack police on a special commemoration of Australian and New Zealand troops landing on the Turkish peninsula of Gallipoli during World War I. Michael Phelan is a deputy commissioner of the Australian Federal Police.
These types of attacks that are planned are very rudimentary and simple. And as we've said before, all you need these days is a knife, a flag, and a camera, and one can commit a terrorist act.
The five suspects arrested Saturday were all either aged 18 or 19. Officials say they had links to another teen, a suspected Islamic State supporter shot dead by police in Melbourne last year after stabbing two officers. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has sharply criticized the Saudi-led airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Speaking at Iran's National Army Day ceremony, Rouhani said the Saudis had planted the seeds of hatred in the conflict and would suffer the consequences of their actions. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has previously called the Saudi-led campaign in Yemen a genocide and a crime. Iran is believed to back the Shiite Houthi rebels with both military and financial support, something that Tehran denies. Also Saturday, Saudi Arabia pledged to provide the entire $274 million the United Nations had requested for emergency humanitarian assistance in Yemen. The UN says at least 150,000 people have been displaced by the conflict, while more than 700 have died since the coalition began airstrikes 3 weeks ago. In a sharp change in his recent rhetoric, Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his country needs to work with the United States on a common agenda. In an interview Saturday with the Russia One TV channel, Mr. Putin said that despite disagreements on several issues on the international stage, the two countries also share many common interests. Mr. Putin said that making the world economy more democratic, measured, and balanced so that the world order is more democratic is one common item on a U.S.-Russia agenda. The Russian president said that both countries have interests in non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, combating organized crime, terrorism, and fighting poverty. Mr. Putin has in the past fiercely attacked the United States and the West in general for instigating the Ukraine crisis through Western-backed sanctions. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has condemned recent anti-immigrant violence in South Africa that has killed as many as six people. In a speech in Harare, Mr. Mugabe expressed shock and disgust at the xenophobic attacks, that is, which began in the South African coastal city of Durban. South African police detained about 20 people in Johannesburg after mobs attacked businesses owned by foreigners overnight. President Obama used his weekly media address to emphasize America's commitment to fighting climate change. Mr. Obama said that 2014 was the planet's warmest year on record, and the world is looking to the United States for leadership.
This is the only planet we've got. And years from now, I want to be able to look our children and grandchildren in the eye and tell them that we did everything we could to protect it.
The president said the Earth's rising temperatures have very serious implications for everyone on the planet. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.